Now, here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I can't think of anything, frankly, that would infuriate me more and has infuriated me more than coming out to my car and finding that somebody has run a key along the door.
Well, let me interrupt you, Mr. Henry. I understand your sentiment. I understand.
But that you're going out and purposefully keying cars because you feel you've been wronged.
And I want to get into the background on why I do that. And the reason why I did not want to give my name, for obvious reasons, is that I am a businessman in Southern California, and I don't want, obviously, this to hurt my business, but I feel I need to do something with my frustration. And the smartest thing that I could find, and something that doesn't kill people and is a piece of property damage, but you can get it rubbed out at any paint shop, is to key the car doors of people in Italian restaurants.
So you're visiting Italian restaurants all over the West Side?
I go into the parking lots of any restaurant that I perceive is an Italian restaurant, and I will, as much as I can, I'll key the car doors.
And you don't see this as infantile?
No, sir, not given what I've had to suffer.
All right, tell me how this began for you. I'll give our phone number out for our audience. And you don't want us to give your name out?
No, sir, for obvious reasons.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. This man is keying automobile car doors. Nothing could infuriate people, especially brand new cars. You doing this to new cars, old cars?
I do it to all cars, as many as I can do.
How did this start?
I was telling the producer when I called in that I'm very old-fashioned. I have a family. I've got two daughters, one of whom I married off 2 months ago. But I am very old-fashioned, and I just believe in old-fashioned values. I don't, because of that, happen to like Italians. Now, that's just my point of view. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. But I don't like Italians. And I never have liked Italians.
Can you tell me why you don't like Italians?
I just don't like them. I don't like some of their business dealings. And I grew up in a family which is primarily Irish-American, and I just don't like them. And I don't want any, I don't like to socialize with them. But my daughter wanted to marry one. She met this guy at Cal State Northridge. He's studying architecture. And so what am I supposed to do about it? I love my daughter. So that, number one, is a humiliation that my daughter is marrying an Italian, and I don't want to, as I said, I'm old-fashioned. No Italians, no Italians, no Italians. I don't want them around me.
Okay, so is that why you're keying doors? Your daughter married an Italian?
Well,
because if that's the case, you belong in a jail cell.
I want to continue with the story because there is more to it. That was humiliation enough, but the humiliation was continually heaped on me.
By Italians?
Sir, if I could finish...
All right, so your daughter married an Italian.
Well, she married an Italian. That's humiliation number one. Humiliation number two, though, is that tradition says the father of the bride pays for the reception. So I had to pay for a reception whereby there was a host bar.
You paid for the reception of your daughter marrying an Italian guy.
If I could finish.
Go ahead.
There was a host bar that I had to pay for. There was a four-tiered wedding cake that I had to pay for. There was a live band that, again, I had to pay for. My daughter wanted it at the Riviera Country Club. What am I supposed to do? I love my daughter very much. We had it at the Riviera Country Club, which is not very cheap. And I can tell you, the other thing that was difficult is that...
All right, so you spent a lot of money. I'm just trying to jump forward in the story.
But the other thing, Mr. Henry, is I don't like Italians, and I see them every last one of them drinking me dry and going for seconds.
But you had the host bar.
Yes, I did. But again, the humiliation of seeing your own flesh and blood marry an Italian, and then you watch his family drinking all the booze, eating all the food, and again, this for me...
To me, that's not enough. To key cars...
Well, no, but if you take all of this... Can I finish what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
If you take that together with the fact that... the menu that these Italians want, salads and shrimp, then a plate of pasta, then chicken, then there's another salad, and it's very expensive. Now, I love my daughter, and I paid for the food, and I watched these Italians eat it, and I paid for the drink, and I watched these, what do you want to call them, Italians eat it, and I kept going and going. Now 10:30 comes around, and I think that I have eaten as much humiliation as a man can be asked to eat. But at 10:30, and I made a note on my watch, one of these women that was one of the aunts on his side of the family started a conga line. And I don't know if you're familiar with these.
Yeah, everybody gets in.
They get the long line of people.
Yeah, they hold each other's hips and they start 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, they go 1, 2, 3, then kick, 1, 2, 3, kick. I said, no, I'd rather not be in it. She said, come on. I said, no, thank you. She said, come on. And this, you know, one of the Italian women, she wouldn't leave me alone and wouldn't leave me alone. She pulls me into a conga line. And we're going 1, 2, 3, kick. I feel humiliated. I feel that this is something I would rather not do. And as I got around to the side of the room where the father-in-law was sitting, where his father was sitting, this big Italian drinking my liquor, you see, he's drinking my liquor. And I went 1, 2, 3, kick. And just as my right leg went up, I looked over and I saw him pouring down another scotch. And that's when, I guess you could say, I'd had enough, and I left with my wife, and I said to myself that something has got to be done, because I don't like Italians, but my wife, my daughter married one, I pay for the wedding, the food, and then I'm forced into a humiliating demonstration, and then the straw that broke the camel's back, this Italian father, he wasn't made to be in the conga line, only me. And then he whispered something to everybody, and they all laughed.
Well, what you're telling me is that the result of you not liking Italians is that you're keying cars.
No, Mr. Henry, I would never key cars because I don't like Italians. I don't like Italians, but they've been forced into my life. Did I ask my daughter to marry one? No.
Well, that's true. I mean, everything you're telling me is absolutely true. All of these things came as the result of an inability on your part to control them. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. But as a result, you are visiting Italian restaurant parking lots and keying the car doors, aren't you?
Yes, sir, I am. And the reason why I'm doing that is because it affords me the ability to have a little bit of power, to have a little bit of something that I can strike back with. So much in life, we have to sort of take what we don't want to take. It may not be right that I don't like Italians, and it may not be right that I don't like the fact that my daughter married one. But the fact is, I don't like it, and the fact is, I have to sit here and take it, and I had to buy food for her family, and I had to get the conga line. And
well, the conga line thing, I got to tell you, sir, is a little bit funny.
That's true, but nobody made him go in the conga line, just me. So I'm going 1, 2, 3, kick, and I'm looking at him drinking my liquor.
When you key a car door, you realize that you're taking paint off of that car door, and that it's necessary.
No, I know what's wrong, and I know that you need to get it rubbed out.
Yeah, it's necessary to go and get it rubbed out, and it isn't always something that can be rubbed out. You may take off paint that is going to cause, and you said yourself that you're keying expensive cars, aren't you?
Whatever I can get my hands on, and again, I am.
Why did you call to tell us this story?
I called because I wanted to demonstrate to your listeners and to yourself and I've called a couple of shows that there are times in life where I may be prejudiced, but I didn't ask for my daughter to marry an Italian. And I may be prejudiced, but I didn't ask for someone to tell me I got to pay for her wedding to an Italian. I didn't ask to be able to buy drinks for Italians and then get into a conga line when some Italian, one of these women, and then I'm looking at him drinking my booze.
And by him, you mean her, the father of the groom?
The father of the groom, yeah. Look, for three rounds around the banquet hall, I was humiliated. Stuck with one of these Italians in front of me and one of these Italians holding on to me from behind. To me, again, it's very difficult.
But the whole thing is about your Italian, your dysfunction with Italians and the fact that you had to, you now have to key automobiles.
I key the automobiles of cars. I key the doors of automobiles, yeah.
In order to get your anger out?
In order to get my anger out, right.
Do you feel bad about it?
I feel bad that that I've been forced into a situation that I didn't ask for.
So you feel as if you've been victimized by who? By your daughter?
I don't like Italians, and then my daughter turns around and marries one, so I've been victimized by her. I've been victimized by her family, who are standing there eating all my food. And
well, they're supposed to eat the food. You bought the food.
That is correct. But I didn't want to do it. And I need a way to express that. And the best way for me to express that was through the act of vandalism, if you will.
Vandalizing automobiles. When you key a car door, it's going to cost at least three figures, if not four, depending upon what is needed. And these are innocent people who had nothing to do with you.
The difference is they're not entirely innocent. They're cars in the parking lots of Italian restaurants.
And the thinking being then, if somebody likes Italian food, they're guilty.
They are by connection helping out Italians, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I don't know if you've ever had your car door keyed before by someone, but it's generally done by people that are angry and frustrated and have no power. And this man called in, and I thought it was interesting to listen to him say that the reason why he keys car doors, that is, takes a key and scratches a car door anonymously, is because he doesn't like Italians, and one of them married his daughter, and he had to pay for the reception and the wedding. Now, I tell you what, did you talk to this guy, Janice? He's got a point. He didn't ask to have his daughter marry an Italian. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 2 feet shorter than models. Bill Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
On the line with me is a gentleman who is anonymous who is keying the car doors of automobiles in Italian restaurants in the parking lots. And it's because you don't like Italians and your daughter married one.
Well, I think it's fair to say that there are other reasons.
Well, that's what I've been trying to get out of you. What are the other reasons you don't like Italians? I mean, your daughter married one. And you had to pay for the wedding.
As was, you know, what I'm supposed to do. But I want to say, Mr. Henry, that Italians, if you've ever seen them, and I grew up back east, they wear all the gold chains. They eat food like it's the last meal they're ever going to have. They drink, and they take up your time and your energy. They, as soon as they come into a room, everybody's supposed to pay attention to them. And I just dislike them. Additionally, my ex-wife was Italian, and she cost me in the neighborhood of $2 million in our divorce proceeding. And I think that's reason enough to dislike Italians. I think.
No, that is not reason enough.
I'm sorry?
No, that is not reason enough. That's an individual that you don't like, but that's not reason enough to dislike Italians. 1-800-449-8686. Allison, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I don't understand how you could go around and ruin someone's property simply because you met a few people who you don't like in your life.
That's...
And if you're that displeased with what your daughter did, then talk to your daughter about it. Don't go take it out on people who like pizza or spaghetti. Like, I'm not Italian and I eat the food that has nothing to do with anything. That's just
right.
The most idiotic thing I've ever heard in my life.
Wait a minute. Calling it idiotic.
Well, it's a good question. Why are you taking your anger out in this way?
Because I am frustrated because there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, but you key my car and I'm going to be frustrated with you.
But you...
Not with whatever race you are or whatever country
people...
you came from or where your family's from. I'm going to be frustrated with you.
But
and the fact
gonna...
that I like to eat spaghetti or whatever I like to eat does not give you right to go and key my car.
But you're never going to find out.
Oh, how do you know I'm not going to find out?
You're not going to find out if I key your car.
What
makes
you think...
There's all kinds of cameras around. You think I haven't caught people who keyed my cars before?
No, I go to the parking lots that are open-air parking lots. I know what I'm doing. And besides, I don't want to damage your car, ma'am. I hope that I never do damage your car. But this woman, my daughter, has made a fool out of me, and you heard me mention about the conga line, where, in other words, I had to get in it but he didn't.
Well, then be angry at them and say something to your daughter and say something
that's
to the people
the point,
who dragged
yeah.
you into this. Why don't go take it out on people who don't even know who you are or what you did. Don't take it out on their cars. I pay good money for my cars and for my paint jobs and everything like that. I don't want my stuff ruined because you're angry about being in a conga line and can't just laugh it off.
Can I ask you a question? How would you
sure
feel
can.
If you were in a conga line that you asked not to be in, that you repeatedly said you didn't want to be in, and they dragged you into it anyway, and then you see some girl that you don't like laughing at you?
I probably would have said something to her and eventually just laughed it off. I sure wouldn't have taken it out on
right.
the same people's
so,
cars.
So the question is, why didn't you take this up with your daughter and your Italian in-laws?
Because I don't, very simple thing that I think Allison can relate to, I don't want to make my daughter unhappy.
And you're afraid that if you had a confrontation there...
It would have ruined her wedding reception, that's right. I love my daughter. I did what she wanted me to do. She wanted Riviera Country Club, she got it. She wanted a host bar, she got it. She wants me to swallow this Italian husband of hers, great. Now I got Italian grandkids. Thank you very much. There's been a lot of pain in my life. My Italian wife walked out on me. I think you heard that, right? $2 million.
Boy, you don't like Italians, but you married one?
I had no problem with Italians until her.
Well, then you don't have a problem with Italians. You have a problem with her.
No.
It was her
She's
fault.
A typical
and
Italian.
You have a daughter now who did something that you don't agree with. If I did something my father didn't agree with and he disagreed that strongly with it, he would have told me and he would have been like, look, I'll do this for you, but don't make me do anything I don't want to do. And if you do, we're going to have a talk about it. And it would have been an issue and it would have been settled between he and I.
But see,
not
I
between
talk,
other people's cars at an Italian restaurant.
You know how these Italians are. You try to muscle them and they give you the... if there's a mafia connection, I don't know.
Oh, come on. I mean, that's like in the movies or something. The odds that there's a mafia connection, and even if there were a mafia connection, you got to talk straight to people, don't you?
Oh, so in other words, I'm supposed to lose my kneecaps because you and your little listener here, you know, I don't think so.
All right, listen, Allison, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This gentleman is going around actively key. I can't believe that you do something like this and you don't feel like the biggest child in the world.
It's either that or I make my daughter unhappy, and I'll never make my daughter unhappy. I'll never make my daughter unhappy.
But so you go around and you key strangers' cars because she married an Italian, and you had to feed Italians and give them booze.
Mr. Henry, I hope in your life you never, ever have to provide a host bar and food to Italians because it's something you'll never forget.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Clark, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
How you doing today?
Yes, sir.
I think it's real underhanded what he's doing. And just because people, like I told the gentleman earlier, I like Italian food, Chinese food, soul food. That doesn't make me a wop, slant-eyed spook. And if you dislike Italian so much, once you find you an Italian, grow you a set and go confront him head up instead of being backhanded and keying people's cars that have nothing to do with you.
Well, my daughter, I don't want to make... What are you talking about? I kept saying I don't want to make my daughter unhappy.
You ought to talk to your daughter about it. That's not even a bad thing, her marrying an Italian.
I begged her not to marry the Italian. I pleaded with her.
Well, then the problem between you and her is not but the pip-pop. The problem's not between you and the people sitting in her damn Italian restaurant.
What am I supposed to do with my anger and frustration?
Like I said, if you want to take something out, grow you a set, confront you an Italian.
What, a stranger? Some guy that I don't even
Why
know?
Why not? You're keying strangers' cars that may not even be Italian.
Exactly. You're keying some guy's car.
It's better that they don't know.
Hold on. In other words, they are the ones that get the car keyed, though, and you take off. 1-800-449-8686. This man dislikes Italians, and the fact that his daughter married an Italian so much that he goes to Italian restaurants and keys the car doors of the customers. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
Show is back.
And I did. I felt childish.
4-9. Hold on. 6-8-6.
866.
You know, your anger, you have to get under control. You realize that.
I understand that, sir, but why do I have to get in a conga line and he doesn't?
But the fact that you went into a grocery store, and the audience didn't hear this, you went into a grocery store, you opened up a box of linguine, right?
Yeah.
And you, as you just said to me, wiped a booger on it. Is that what you just said to me?
I said that I wiped some nose.
You... Now you're, what you're doing now is against federal law, you're messing around with food. What is it, when you go by the Italian food aisle in the supermarket, you get upset?
It causes me some problems, yeah. It makes me angry.
Seeing dried pasta?
I go down any aisle, Newman's Own, anything like that.
Dried linguine?
Fettuccine, all of that.
1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Robert Green, who is keying the automobiles of cars in Italian restaurant parking lots because his daughter married an Italian. Your wife was Italian, right?
Well, she still is, wherever that whore is, yeah.
See, that's the kind of talk...
Well, that's what she was.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Sarah, go ahead, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
To the sick puppy that's on the line, I want to tell you something about Italians that you don't know because you don't read or study anything.
How do you know I don't read?
We are the best people in the world, the most kindest, loving people.
Here we go.
We have contributed more to the world than you will ever see
you
your people
say that. When they
in
pull
her
a body
lifetime.
Out of the East River, you guys always
you
say that.
You do not know anything. You don't know how to eat. You don't know how to live. You don't know how to do anything. And you want to compare yourself with the Italians? You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Then why don't you make your husband's going into a conga line?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You,
and the fact
and
that I had to get
on a... woman you were married to must have run when she found out what a sick puppy you were.
How come they're not in the conga line
you,
and I am?
You're nothing but a cheap son of a bitch. That's why
you don't want
to spend the money. I never heard of such a thing, people eating and he doesn't want people to eat. I never heard of such anything
in my life. It's not that I don't want him to eat. That's not the point.
Yes,
the point
it is.
No.
That's what you were saying.
All right, but let
you
me make the point.
You don't want him to eat. You don't want him to drink.
I don't like to
pay for the wedding.
I don't like to see them eating while they're making me be in a conga line, and that's that father of
that
his.
That is the most stupidest thing. You should hear yourself over the radio what you sound like.
What did I say?
It's totally ridiculous.
What?
And if your people can compare with my people, you got a long day coming, guys.
You know what, ma'am?
You can't compare us. We have a beautiful country.
You sound just like my
wife. We are the best. We have the best food in the world, the best culture, and everything.
Beautiful country,
and
huh?
You've got nothing. You contributed
such a
nothing.
Country, then why don't you get on
nothing,
Alitalia and fly
but
back?
But a bunch of drunken bums. That's all you are.
Look, those
Good
Italians at my daughter's wedding wanted hot and cold antipasta. Can you imagine the absolute selfishness of those people? And I'll tell you something else, Phil. She must be Italian. I can hear her mustache brushing against the phone. And
okay, that's not necessary. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Dan. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just want to know, is his daughter a product of his marriage to the Italian woman?
No, she's not.
Oh, I was going to say, because if you hate Italian so much, why would you buy this reception for your daughter? She's half Italian.
I bet you were all excited about making that point, too.
Yeah, well. That still doesn't, excuse the fact that you're an idiot.
Hey, let me ask you something. What are you doing? You're chewing on your teeth, or are they in all the way?
What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, well, he sounds like an idiot.
Well, what, are you guys going to say anything besides call each other names?
You know, I guess it takes one to know one, buddy.
I'm an idiot. I love my daughter. Do you love your kids?
Oh, yeah, I do very much.
All right, then I give my daughter the kind of wedding she wants. It doesn't mean I got to have these Italians.
Well, you still got to give her the love she needs, too, right now, instead of being an idiot, man, and not accepting her loved one.
What about the fact that she's right now married to this boy?
I'm swallowing it. It's hard going down, but I'm swallowing it.
You're going around and you're keying car doors.
I got to be able to let it out somehow.
Well,
hello.
Buy a punching bag.
Well, are you available?
All right. Thank you very much, Dan. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. You have keyed how many cars up to this point?
Oh, I don't know.
You're not keeping track.
No, sir, I'm not.
But the point of you coming on my show is to express to everybody how frustrating it can be having to pay for a bunch of Italians.
Yeah, and that lady that called the Italian, my people this, my people that. See, that's what happens. Push comes to shove, they all want to move back to the old country and sit around and eat olives with their legs spread apart with those long dresses and combing their beards. And it's just that for me. And I don't want no daughter of mine doing it either.
Well, she did, and she's going to be there doing it for a long, long time. And you're going to have to stop keying these cars and just accept the fact that you were forced into a conga line while the father of the groom did not have to be in the conga line, and a bunch of Italians ate your food.
Well, if you could show me a way to vent my anger, then a few cars won't get keyed.
I suggest you go get therapy, and it's not my job to help you vent your anger. Go get some therapy.
I'm just trying to do it so that people's property isn't destroyed.
I hope you get arrested.
Well, that's not...
I hope you get arrested. And I would suggest you go get therapeutic help before you do get arrested.
What an ass.
Yeah, okay. That's me, man. By the way, I'm Italian.
Why, you dirty...
1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Whore. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Phil Hendry Show website, philhendryshow.com, features a section that we'd like you to take a look at. It's our souvenir shop. If you're a fan of the show and you want some of our crap, you can go to that website and then go into our souvenir shop and avail yourself of a variety of Phil Hendry Show official materials, such as T-shirts and hats and things like that. But also, Bobby Dooley, Western Estates Homeowners Association clothing. We also have the Ted's Beverly Hills bowling shirt. We have the Ted's of Beverly Hills sample shot glasses. You get a set of four, and for the set of four, I think they're $12.95, and they're really quality. These are quality. This is not some cheap ass decal that's going to wash off in two trips to the dishwasher. This is a nice looking little sampler shot glass, and new now in our Ted's of Beverly Hills store, the Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse coaster set. You get six stainless steel coasters. They're stackable and they store easily in a compact stainless steel rack. So that's also in our Ted's of Beverly Hills section. Go over to the Western Estates section. Of course, our polo shirt there, the Bobby Dooley designed polo shirt. And along with that shirt is the Western Estates spa robe from the spa at Western Estates, Terry Velour robe. Jesus. We also have our official Phil Hendry Show materials. We have our T-shirts. We have a baseball cap. And then if you go over to the Citizens Auxiliary Police section, and these are Flexit caps, so they're very cool. They're not those stupid-looking part. Forgive me, guys, but they're not those trucker baseball caps. They're the Flexit ones. And we also have the Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt along with the Citizens Auxiliary Police travel windbreaker jacket. It's also a pouch jacket, which you can fold right up and keep it on your belt, as well as our travel mug. I mean, something for everybody there in the Phil Hendry Show souvenir shop. And I think it's all very reasonably priced. Reasonable to make me rich, that is. Ha, 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 ha. I'm kidding. No, it's very reasonably priced. So go on in there into our souvenir shop and check that stuff out. And, of course, our Best Of CD for 2002. It's the Phil Hendry Show souvenir shop on our website, philhendryshow.com. Just a few minutes left here this hour. I want to update you. Jerry Stackhouse, who is a guard for the Washington Wizards, was arrested and charged with assault Sunday after he was accused of grabbing a woman at a house he was renting. No indication as to whether this is whether the man is guilty or innocent. Stackhouse was renting the house near the North Carolina coast, according to a statement from Atlantic Beach Police Chief Scott Kilpatrick. Stackhouse was told by a female employee of the property manager that he and his guest had to leave around 2:30 in the afternoon, but he apparently believed he'd rented it until Monday. He attempted to grab the lease from the woman, but grabbed her neck instead, according to police. She felt threatened. She went to the magistrate's office to take out a warrant. Stackhouse surrendered to police and was released on a $2,000 bond. So Jerry Stackhouse, the National Basketball Association, having some problems. Now, you got to go to a website. This is very cool. It's called writeaprisoner.com. You heard me right. Writeaprisoner.com. If you go to writeaprisoner.com, you will find there a website that will link you to any number of prisoners that you may begin a correspondence with if you want. And I think it's alphabetical, right, Janice? It goes A, B, C, D, E. And under S, you'll find the name Susan Smith. Now, Susan Smith, as you know, is the woman who strapped her two children into those child seats and then rolled her car into a lake, drowning both boys. I don't know when that was, back in 95, 94. She claimed a black guy did it, and then they found out that she was the one that did it. And now Susan is inside with a life sentence. And it's very interesting. There's a picture here of her. And she's kind of, there's a picture over there, Mark. You can see it. Maybe we ought to put this on our website. Is Doug still here? All right, have Doug put her picture on our website and then link it to her page on writeaprisoner.com. Like right now, if you guys wouldn't mind. And she says, I'm Susan Smith. I'm 31 years old. My birthday is September 26th. I'm looking to meet new people and hopefully become friends. During my spare time, I enjoy reading, working puzzles, and writing. I love rainbows, Mickey Mouse, the beach, the mountains, and waterfalls. My favorite color is navy blue, and my favorite flower is the daisy. I am a Christian, and I enjoy attending church. I consider myself to be sensitive, caring, and kind-hearted. I am currently serving a life sentence on the charge of murder. I have grown and matured a lot since my incarceration, but I will always hurt for the pain I've caused so many, especially my children. I hope to receive letters from those who are not judgmental and who are sincere. I look forward to hearing from new people and hopefully finding new friends. May God bless each one of you. Please write me at Susan Smith, number 221487, Leith Correctional Institute, 2809 Airport Road, Greenwood, South Carolina, U.S. of A. It says that Susan is a Caucasian. She's a Methodist. Her earliest release date, well, you can kiss that one goodbye. Date of birth, 9/26/1971. Doesn't have any eye information or hair color. She's sexually straight. Correspond overseas? Yes, she will. Is she seeking legal help? No. Is she on death row? No. Serving a life sentence? Yes. Seeking donations? No. The ad type is personal. She's female. Her astrological sign is Libra. Her ad started on 6... Well, I don't know. This is a bunch of other stuff. Send this page, this inmate's page, to a friend, it says. Susan Smith. You know, they're all Christian, aren't they? They all turn, just like my associate producer, Chris Pelton. Once you're a criminal, then you're a Christian, just like him. All of a sudden, the most vicious, disgusting, and heinous, violent criminal, and the next thing you read, I'm a Christian, and, oh, well, isn't that great? Well, that makes me feel better. Doesn't it make you feel better? Anybody that strapped their kid into a car. Now, listen, I don't make a big thing out of this because the woman is obviously sincere. She'd like to write and have correspondence and all that bullcrap. You strap your two kids into a car and you kill them because you wanted to have a boyfriend. There's something so wrong with you that it's not a moral failing and it's not even a mental illness. It is a sociopathic core to your very being that you could say that you are the most born-again Christian in the world and you're about to become a deacon in your church and you wouldn't harm a fly and you wouldn't say crap if you had a mouthful of it and you don't want to believe her. That's what I'm talking about. See, I'm not putting down Christians. I don't believe her. See what I'm saying? And I would say this to my friends that are listening who are Christian. If you think I'm being unfair, then why don't you answer me this question? Would you trust your kids with her now that she says she's a Christian? See what I'm saying? Anyway, actually, the picture of her, she didn't look bad. She looks okay. Kind of gotten a big ass. I mean, she's sort of gotten... Didn't mean to say that. So this is called writeaprisoner.com. You must be 18 years of age to be viewing the site. All information is provided by the member placing the ad. Potential pen pals can contact the institution directly for more information about the member you are writing. So if you want to know just how screwball they are, you can contact the institution directly, and I'll tell you, hey, Here's the story. Join our email list to be kept up to date on inmates in the news and happenings here at writeaprisoner.com. Inmates in the news. Sounds like a Marvy little yacht club, doesn't it? Now, over here it says, welcome to writeaprisoner.com, a site helping real prisoners find real pen pals. Desperately lonely men and women are turning to us in record numbers to find friendship outside of prison walls. The people you're about to meet on this site range widely in age, where they live, and more importantly, why they're in jail. But one thing they all have is an unbearable loneliness and the aching desire for friendship. Jesus, if you read this long enough, I want to become a pen pal for one of these guys. I'm starting to shed a tear here. Please read our disclaimer before entering the site. Where's the disclaimer? Must be at least 18 years of age. WriteAprisoner.com and all of its associates have not investigated and accept no responsibility for the truth or accuracy of any statement made by advertisers, respondents, and prison pen pals. We strongly recommend that you take appropriate safeguards when corresponding with the incarcerated women and men you meet through our site. In advertising with us or responding to a prisoner's personal ad, you agree to hold WriteAprisoner.com not responsible. Oh, that's great. So if they find me in 15 pieces and 26 different bags, it ain't their fault. Well, there you go, writeaprisoner.com. Susan Smith wants a pen pal, baby. She's looking pretty good. She's got a big smile on her face. She's straight. She's a Libra. She's 31. And she's nuts. And she's in for life, but she ain't on death row. And who else did you find in there? If you look it up, if you go to the website, I'm sure you'll find other famous or infamous prisoners. And I don't know who else is in that website. But we'll double check it for you, okay? Just in case you guys are too freaking lazy. I know the one you guys are all interested in. I know the one you guys are all interested in, okay? Robert Blake ain't in jail yet, so forget it. All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show, website, philhenryshow.com, philhendrieshow.com. If you go to our website, check out the top five of the top 100 calls of the year and also a list of all of the celebrity interviews that we have done. And if you'd like to email the Phil Henry Show, you do it at phs@philhenryshow.com, phs@philhenryshow.com.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.